This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Did Canty just hit us with a nebuary? I don't think I've ever heard that term before. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Shay Cornett, Jordan Cornett filling in for the dudes this evening. Riding with you for the next few hours. Trying to fill some big shoes of Canty and Carlin. Lots to get to in the NFL. We got NBA playoffs going on, and we're going to do it here with you and cover it all. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Shay Pepler. He is at Jordan Cornett. And if you want to join the conversation, the phone number, the CC call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And you might want to give us a ring because big news out of Philadelphia, and I'm not talking about the Sixers who play later tonight. I'm talking about those Eagles because Jalen Hurts agrees to a $255 million dollar deal. The five-year deal includes $179 and some change million guaranteed. This is according to our own Adam Schefter, of course. It is the biggest total contract in NFL history, besting Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract with the Browns, though Watson's contract is fully guaranteed. It's the most annually, I should say, over the five-year deal. That is for Jalen Hurts. Hurts' deal includes a no-trade clause, a first in Eagles history, that's according to a source. And last season, just for a reminder for everyone how we got there with this deal. Of course, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles found their way to the Super Bowl. He also threw for over 3,700 yards. He had 22 touchdowns to go along with six interceptions. Why dwell on the negative? And rushed for over 750 yards and 13 touchdowns. Okay, so those are the specifics. Now that we got the details out of the way, Jay, big news for the Eagles. Great news for Jalen Hurts. To me, one of the best dudes in the NFL. He gets paid, rightfully so. Your reaction?
There's several different reactions. I got to say the first place I go as a Bengals fan is I think about Joe Burrow and how they're going to break the bank. I also think about another quarterback probably that looms larger in the conversation, and that's Lamar Jackson, because you know he's assessing every deal that happens, and with one coming down like this with another elite quarterback getting a ton of money, what was it, $255 million, but seeing that only $179 million of it is guaranteed, that should be a little bit of a tell for Lamar Jackson, where he assesses and goes, okay, maybe that north of $200 million guaranteed, and maybe the reason why I want that because of what happened with Deshaun Watson is becoming seemingly more of an outlier. And maybe for Baltimore, this helps that franchise out to say, see, look, Lamar, look at the year Jalen Hurts just had. Yeah, it's a boatload of money. They're not guaranteeing him over $200 million. Let's try and find a way to make this work. So I immediately, honestly, Shay, go to Baltimore and Lamar Jackson first, because I say with OBJ coming in, which was reportedly a desire of Lamar Jackson's, to now see another deal with a superstar, a guy who won the NFC. The reason why they did it was because of his play, got to a Super Bowl in Jalen Hurts, is south of $200 million guaranteed. I do think of Lamar Jackson first, which is probably a weird place to go, Shay.
Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily fair to Jalen Hurts for us instantly to go to other quarterbacks and make comparisons, considering he just got what was very well deserved, but it's the nature of the business and it's the nature of the right now and what's going on. I'm going to get into Lamar Jackson in a second, because I think all of us are going to go there naturally because it's the thing hanging in the balance. But for Jalen Hurts and for this Eagles organization, who I think have completely turned the tide on people's opinion, the way they view this organization, the way it's run, the way they handle themselves and conduct business. It was a legit joke. You and I were laughing about the Carson Wentz saga and what was going on and how could you fire.
Well, they had a Super Bowl just prior to that, but where it had gone in the aftermath of that absolutely was chaotic.
But that was part of the Super Bowl. You were just in a Super Bowl. Now you're moving on from the quarterback you played all this money to, and you're firing the coach that brought you to the Super Bowl. And we were going on and on about Doug Peterson and what was going on in the locker room. And now look what's happened. They've completely changed all of our minds. This is now an organization that we view as one that's run very well. They understand what they're doing in terms of bringing in guys that help. They listen to their quarterback. They listen to the help that they need. They have depth almost at every position now on both sides of the ball. They're winning in their division, and they're winning in the playoffs, and that's what matters most. And congratulations, they're paying their quarterback in due time where there's not these crazy negotiations going back and forth. Because if you think about Lamar Jackson and what's happened with him over the last few years, had the Ravens just done this, paid him at the time they were supposed to when he originally asked it, we wouldn't be having these conversations about Deshaun Watson, about Jalen Hurts. You could go on down the line about guys who maybe didn't deserve the money, Kyler Murray, that they that they finally got. And so all this to say, I'm happy for Jalen Hurts, and I'm happy for Eagles fans and their organization, because my goodness, have they really turned the tide on how we view them as an organization.
Yeah, and look, Shay, this is a guy who is the total tooled quarterback. He has the ability to take games over. He has ability to take what defenses give him. And let's talk about the tangible that I think is greater than all of it. He is the supreme leader of this organization. And everybody, to a man, when you talk about a guy like Jalen Hurts, there's a supreme confidence that's so far distant from arrogance in terms of how he leads. He's going to put in the work. He's going to be a cool customer during turbulent times. He's going to be a face of your organization. He loves the big stage. I've watched Joe Burrow cultivate from the ashes my Bengals organization because he possesses all of those traits. When you look at Jalen Hurts, with all that Howie Roseman has built around him, because remember, coming into this season for Jalen Hurts, it was, we're going to load you up with weapons. You're going to prove to us that you're the guy because we're putting you in position to be the guy. And Jalen Hurts said, cool, I'll go ahead and take that. Shay, think about this. A.J. Brown's locked up. Devontae Smith is there. Dallas Goedert is there. You've got an offensive line. It's crazy with Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, with Dickerson and Juergens as well. This is a group that is propped up to be good for a long time because they wasted no time with the relationship they had with Jalen Hurts to get this thing fortified and say, let's go keep winning. And let's not forget, Shay, which could be lost in the sauce here, Eagles have a top 10 pick. Eagles also have another first rounder at the 30 spot. They're going to get two other big time difference makers on that roster to make the rich get even richer. But it starts with, at the top, they've got their guy, a quarterback in Jalen Hurts. This did not get messy. It was clearly respect on both sides. No Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens chaos here. They said they wanted to, Howie Roseman said in the offseason, we want to lock this up. There was no fanfare about it. They got it done. And now they can move forward, going back to being the dominant team in the NFC.
If you want to play a fun drinking game at 3 o'clock Eastern on a Monday, every time Jordan mentions Joe Burrow or the Bengals, go ahead and just take a sip. And let's see what
I apologize, but
let's just see where people are at 7 p.m.
It's fair for you to shoot at me like that. That's totally fair. But let's be clear, Joe Burrow factors into this conversation.
No.
I mean, he's one of three quarterbacks that are involved here, which is no surprise to you. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and the aforementioned Lamar Jackson.
We'll get into that in a minute, but why don't we ask the callers, if you guys, who do you think deserves the next big payday? Is it Joe Burrow? Is it Justin Herbert? Is it Lamar Jackson? Of those three quarterbacks, who do you think deserves the biggest check to be written? The phone number, 888-SAY-ESPN, is 888-729-3776. In the meantime, why don't we hear from Lewis Riddick? He was on the Noon Sports Center today talking about the impact now this deal has for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles going forward.
What it means for Jalen Hurts, obviously, and the Philadelphia Eagles, that they are set at this position, obviously, and Jalen Hurts really controls his destiny as far as, you know, where his career continues at the point where he's up for another contract negotiation. He's really sitting in the driver's seat with that no trade clause. And for Philadelphia, now it's just getting on with the business of turning their attention to the draft, continuing to build out this roster, find some defensive help, make sure that they're shored up at running back, and trying to make another run at it. They brought back some of their veterans, guys like Jason Kelce. Fletcher Cox wanted to come back. Brandon Graham wanted to come back. They feel like they're right there on the cusp. They were just a few plays away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jordan, that's basically what you and I were saying. They can, you know, continue to build through the draft, and they're only, it seems like, only going to get better. So again, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts agrees to a $255 million deal. Huge news in Philadelphia. But the question is, which quarterback should be next? Is it Lamar? Is it Burrow? Is it Herbert? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Here comes, get your drink ready. Who do you think, Jordan, should be the next play, the next quarterback to get paid?
So you just walk me into this one, lead the horse
everyone
to water.
Pour, go ahead, knowing pour your he's cocktail thirsty. At 3 o'clock Eastern. Go ahead.
I mean, it's clearly got to be Joe Burrow, Shay. I think in any conversation right now, Jalen Hurts obviously is in that conversation, but I feel like there's two top quarterbacks right now, and Jalen Hurts sure could be in that conversation as maybe that third. You got a Josh Allen, but right now I go Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow is one and two. Fair enough. Fair enough. But to me, what Joe Burrow's done there with in the beginning, it just being really him to try and figure this thing out with a franchise that was notably cheap, that notably made wrong decision after wrong decision, had a ton of bad luck, and then here they go and get the weapons around him.
and Joe Burrow take that organization and put it to where it is, Shay, it's clear. You've got to figure this out with Joe Burrow. Offense has led the way. Look, it's been a top 10 defense with the Bengals, but the explosive ability of Joe Burrow and those targets, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which looks like it's going to be wrapped up. I mean, you've got to get Joe Burrow handled next.
Yeah,
that's of utmost importance if you're looking at these other quarterbacks out there to me.
So I agree with you in terms of Joe Burrow, obviously, but I do think Lamar needs to get this settled sooner rather than later. So to me, he would be next on the docket. This needs to happen to me like around – like we're right up against the draft. We're right up against mini camps and we're OTAs.
Well, if you ask the Ravens wouldn't say that because they've had plenty of time to pay their guy. They've had plenty of time to figure this out. Lamar Jackson clearly wants to be guaranteed money that they don't want to do. There's dissension there. Where's the dissension with Cincinnati? Where's the dissension with the Chargers and Justin Herbert? There doesn't seem to be. So those are more likely to happen before, I would imagine, Lamar Jackson, wouldn't you?
Well, no. Well, you think Burrow's going to get a new deal in the next 2 months?
No, not necessarily.
No,
but
so then Lamar.
You're talking about timetable, yes. Lamar is up against the clock.
Yeah, like
no
those two dudes are younger than Lamar Jackson. Like that's who needs to get.
Well,
this done.
Tell you what, if I'm Cincinnati, I'm not going to wait too much longer. This is for the market to continue to set higher and higher. Because let's be clear, in the next few weeks, Jalen Hurts is no longer going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. This is very temporary. Somebody else is going to get a bigger deal.
Right. And we don't know how the contract situation is going to get worked out with Aaron Rodgers going to New York. That still needs to
Do
get
you
done.
Agree that Lamar Jackson is probably going to look at this thing and say, I'm going to have to come off that guaranteed number. I'm going to have to disinterest myself with what Deshaun Watson did receive in Cleveland, and I'm going to have to find a way to start to make this work, to get back to Baltimore, start building that rapport with OBJ, and start getting back to winning games in the AFC.
So, yes and no. On Friday, I was on Candy and Carlin, and here's what I said about Lamar Jackson, and I stand by this, and I can't bite this, or I can't take this because I'm biting it from Tim Hasselbeck, who said this on air, and I totally agreed with him. Lamar Jackson is a bad businessman. I think the way that he's handled himself throughout this entire process, not that he's asking for things unreasonable, but the way he's gone about asking it without an agent, who he's reached out to, how he's handling it, the timing of it, all those things, to me, have been in, I don't want to say poor taste because that's harsh, but have been ill-timed, maybe I'll just say it that way. What he needs to do is say what he wants, which clearly he wants what Deshaun Watson wants. Well, he's not getting that. So now you need to decide. He opened the market. Clearly there were no takers, it seems like, unless something seems to happen on draft night and he knows something the rest of us don't, like the Colts are extremely interested or something like that. Then he needs to say, okay, let's see here. Jalen Hurts just took his team to the Super Bowl, has done everything right according to the book, and he got this payday. This is something that's comparable for me. Kyler Murray hasn't even done half the things Lamar Jackson has done, in my opinion, in terms of leading his team and being that quarterback that the entire offense relies on, and he got a good payday. There's another one that's comparable, and so on and so forth. Deshaun Watson and the Browns put the market at an unreasonable place for quarterbacks, especially for someone who has off-the-field issues. So, like, let's stop using Deshaun Watson as an example for anything going forward. So, yes, I think that Lamar Jackson now has got a lot of different examples to use going forward, and he needs to back off that number. But I go back to the bad businessman thing. He needs someone in his corner. And I understand. Look, we have agents. I hate giving agents money. No offense, Gideon. You're great. But like,
you mentioned my name.
You're great. But like, it's hard to cut a check all the time for someone else. I get all that. But like, he needs someone in this moment, clearly looking out for his best interest and helping him along.
Yeah. And I don't feel comfortable speaking on that part, Shay, because I don't know tactically what's happening in those rooms.
Of course,
and if
not.
It's
me
negligence
either.
From representation that is causing this. I think what you've got is a guy who understands he is the Baltimore Ravens and who keenly understands the leverage he possesses because not only is a roster built around him there in Baltimore, but this team looks drastically different without him. And there's some quarterbacks on that list of top 10 highest paid quarterbacks where if you take them out of the lineup, that team is not going to completely collapse. And I'm looking at Daniel Jones, who there's money that Lamar is obviously commanding more than Daniel Jones.
Which he deserves.
But Daniel Jones get paid a lot of money. And if Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback, and if you take Daniel Jones out of the lineup, yeah, the Giants are going to struggle a little bit, but not to the degree that the Ravens struggle without Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson looks at some of those contracts you're saying that maybe he should look at. No way in hell should he look at a Daniel Jones contract. He should be well above that. But he's probably thinking light years above that because of the value I bring to the Ravens franchise. And Shea, you can't argue that. So if a guy believes his value is over $200 million guaranteed and he's enamored with the Deshaun Watson contract, this guy has always bet on himself, and he's always won.
True.
So what makes you think that that Lamar Jackson is going to sit here and go, nah, I ain't doing this. I'm going to come back off it. You would hope he does, because if it's true, the reports that he wanted OBJ, he wanted D-Hop, and the Ravens came back and said, I'll give you OBJ. Well, they're trying to do everything they can to say, hey, we're never going to do a Deshaun Watson deal. Look around. Nobody's going to do a Deshaun Watson deal. So how can we come together? But we don't know Lamar. We don't know if he's going to come off of that. We don't know how upset he's become with that organization. Fair. Nobody getting on these airwaves can say for certain. That all comes down to Lamar and his willingness to be a Raven moving forward, and only he is in possession of making that happen with his decision-making.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you've said. I also think, though, we've been talking about this contract, Jordan, this feels like Dak Prescott 2.0.
But now the dominoes are falling, Shay. So now I think everything gets sped up.
Dak Prescott 2.0.
But now the Jack, now how? Well, I don't necessarily.
We
think
talked
that.
About
yeah,
Dak
in terms
Prescott.
Of length. I get it.
Oh my gosh! And his contract forever. He had to get hurt for it to actually happen.
Yeah, but I think we're now where the dominoes are falling, Shay, because now that this Jalen Hurts contract has been negotiated, he's become the highest paid quarterback. That 179 guaranteed
and
number is out there.
And that uses his legs. Another quarterback that uses his legs a lot. I think that works.
Yeah,
I
the thing that's most important is $179 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
And so now Lamar's got to say, and I think I heard this reference earlier, maybe Fitzy, our guy Jason Fitz, who does great work, him and Harry Douglas, I think Fitz said this. It's like when you realize you're going to move and you put your house on the market, right? This is what Fitz was saying, and it's spot on. Put your house on the market. On your same street, a lot of other people put their house on the market, but for a lesser price. And all those houses go, and they go quickly. And they're all about at the same price. Yours is skyrocket high. Your house is the only one not selling. So you might have to sit there with your spouse and say, I think we got to come down towards the number of those other houses that look just like ours, that are on the same street, same curb appeal. Maybe ours is a little bit better, but we've got to at least come. We can still be higher.
Right.
We got to come down a little bit.
Right.
We can't think about that house that is the absolute mansion compound owned by Bill Gates at the top of the street, because that's just not us. And I'm not comparing Deshaun Watson to Bill Gates by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, watch that.
Just comparing him with the contract size.
Fair. You also mentioned speaking to someone else in that conversation, your spouse or whoever it is. Like, I think Lamar just needs a little support. He's trying to focus on too much. Like, now he's fully in a playbook. Like, he's fully in preseason mode. Like, this is just going to be another distraction. We said this last year. You can't keep carrying this over year to year. We're hanging on every social media tweet he posts. Like, this is getting ridiculous. All right, so coming up, we'll ask the question, which quarterback should be next? Is it Lamar? Is it Burrow? Is it Herbert? We want to hear from you. 888-729-3776. Plus, does the Hurts deal put more pressure on Lamar or the Ravens? Which one? Pressure on Lamar or the Ravens? We'll ask our GM after this word from Indeed. If springtime is kicking your hiring season into full bloom, then you need Indeed. Their powerful all-in-one hiring platform makes it simple to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Just sponsor a post and get matched instantly with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. You can even conveniently schedule and conduct virtual video interviews right from the Indeed website. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions do apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Breaking NFL news, a mega payday for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. He and the team agreed on a five-year, $255 million extension.
The fact that this checked in at less than what Kyler Murray got a year ago, from a practical guarantee standpoint, I don't know how you can look at this as a win.
He's earned it, not just because of his exceptional play on the field, but his leadership as well.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl. He got the Eagles to the Super Bowl, and he deserves every single bit of that contract.
Yeah, congratulations to Jalen Hurts. A big payday, $255 million going his way. It's Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I should specify over 5 years. Shay Cornett and Jordan Cornett filling in for the guys here on Candy and Carlin, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And one of our favorite people, Jordan, is joining us now. We haven't talked to him in months, too, which is a shame because he really is one of our favorite humans.
Yeah, he doesn't call. He doesn't write.
I know. This is something.
We just see him on TV like the rest of his fans globally.
It's like tough. We don't even know. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us now on Canty and Carlin. You know, it's like riding a bike here, Mike T. We're just going to get back in the groove of conversation.
We miss you.
Well, first of all, congratulations. And first and foremost, I hope everyone's doing well. And
Thank you.
Am I on double secret probation? Have I lost the hyphenation?
That's no, really you'll never lose it. You're stuck with us for life, Mike T. You ain't going anywhere. You're still a cornet.
That's true. Mike T joins us on Sundays a lot. So we add a little cornet. We used to add a little cornet to his name. He's going to have to earn his stripes back here. All right, Mike T, let's talk a little football. So big deal today in Philadelphia because Jalen Hurts signs a monster five-year deal worth $255 million. Yeah, really a historic deal. Before we talk about how this impacts the rest of the quarterback market, what was your initial reaction to this?
Yeah, really well deserved. Look, $51 million a year, that's the new threshold, and $179 guaranteed, and it's well deserved. You know, I put a couple of things out on social media, guys. Look, he's a greatly improved player, and that just goes to his character, his work ethic. And I think it was really, really smart of Philadelphia to go early because with Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and still with Lamar out there, these deals are only going to get bigger. So I think this was the win-win, and I think we have to celebrate Jalen Hurts and his talent, but also an incredible work ethic and resilience to become, you know, the highest-paid player in the sport.
Mike T, how does this position the Eagles? I mean, they've got two first-round picks, that one from New Orleans at 10. Jalen Carter may slide all the way down there because of the off-the-field stuff. They need a running back, maybe it'll get Bijan Robinson at 30. Knowing with all that they have tied up with extensions and the talent on the roster, how does this position the Eagles moving forward?
Well, I think what they're going to wind up happening is they're going to be a little bit like what we see the Chiefs in a couple of years when some of this money kicks in. And specifically, you know, a guy like Devontae Smith, maybe he has to graduate Jordan, much the way like a Tyreek Hill did. And they've done a great job of fortifying the lines, and guys are going to have to move on, like the Brandon Grahams and the Lane Johnsons. And I fully expect the Eagles this year with their draft capital to fortify their lines with young players on both sides.
Talking to Mike Tannenbaum. He's our ESPN NFL front office insider. He's joining us here on Canty and Carlin with Shea Cornett and Jordan Cornett. Okay, Mike T, let's talk about now how this deal does impact that quarterback market. Obviously, we know the Lamar Jackson situation looming large has been, it feels like, for a decade. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying. Also, as we just mentioned, the Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert situation. How much pressure does this now put on Lamar and the Ravens?
Well, I think this was a win today, if there was ancillary, Shay, for the Ravens, because I think there's a deal to be made with Lamar. I think he just has to get past, you know, this reported sort of like locking into Deshaun Watson at 235. Look, the guarantee in this deal was 179, and all these other deals, be it Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, they all look the same. And I think at some point, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I have to say, hey, look, I may have wanted this, but that's not happening. So let me, you know, pivot and get the best deal I can get. And if I'm the Ravens, I'm just, and I used to do this all the time, guys, as a negotiator, like, I'm just a conduit of information. Like, here's what the market is saying. Now let's try to figure out something that both sides could live with.
Yeah, that makes total sense. On a side note here, Mike T, were you surprised, or I guess what was your reaction that Jalen Hurts elected to only take, which sounds crazy to say, $179 million guaranteed, knowing that he could have maybe nickel and dimed and maybe got over that threshold of $200 million? Was that about right to you?
Good question.
Well, I think it just says a lot about Jalen Hurts, which is, you know, like, he's a very selfless guy. Like, he was a great teammate to Tua at Alabama when he got beaten out. If he wanted to maximize his abilities, he literally, his economic situation, Jordan, all he could have done is just say, I'm not going to training camp. And then all of a sudden, like, he would have had even more leverage and probably wait till Labor Day to see what Burrow and Herbert did. So the fact that he was even engaging in negotiations at this point in April tells me that he was looking to get a good deal, but not clearly get every dollar he could get.
Shay, the same guy in 2018, as Mike T and you well know, was benched at halftime of the national championship game for Tua Tagovailoa and asked in the post game what he thought about being benched and said, Tua is a supreme talent. He has that it factor. That's the kind of guy that elects to say, no, I'm going to sidestep sitting out of training camp to get to the $200 million threshold. I'm all about winning, being a team first guy. And that's a lot of money. I think I'll be okay. Just a logically sound, incredible leader, clearly, that Jalen Hurts.
No doubt about it. Talking to Mike Tannenbaum right now, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us here in Canty and Carlin with Shea Cornett, Jordan Cornett. Quickly, before we let you go, Mike T, one more question. Who do you think gets their deal done first? Is it Lamar, is it Burrow, or is it Herbert? And we're talking, let's just say, before the season starts, which of those three finally gets a deal done?
I think Herbert's next, just because, you know, knowing his personality, I think he's going to be much more like Jalen Hurts. Not that there's anything wrong with the way that Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow may approach it, where I think they're going to be a little bit more, take a harder stance. So just listening to Justin Herbert over the years, I don't think he's going to be as motivated to get every last dollar. So more to come, and it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out between now and opening day. And great to be with you guys again, and congratulations, and really happy for you guys.
Thanks. We miss you, Mike T. So great hearing your voice and talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Thanks.
See you later. That's Mike Tannenbaum. And for those of you that don't know, he's saying congratulations because we just had a child. I mean, if you're tuning in, you're hearing a voice. They're like, what is he congratulating? Like, we just.
I always appreciate you say we just had a baby. I was just in the room. You know, look, we equal parent, no question. But we did not have
that's
the
true.
Baby. You delivered that life, gave me that great gift a second time around.
Thanks,
and I
babe.
Am so happy about it, except in the middle of the night when Sailor seems to wake up crying because she has indigestion. But. Aside from that, I'm incredibly happy.
Indigestion is a word I didn't think we'd drop here in the opening hour. Really quick, before we go to break, Mike T brought up something that I thought was interesting. Or you did, not Mike T. You did. In the fact that he didn't nickel and dime because he wanted to get this deal done in April so he can focus solely, we're assuming, I'm not Jalen Hurts, but he can focus solely on this season. And I feel like there are so many times after a quarterback or team in general, and I was worried about this with your Bengals, and it happened a little bit, but not really, where you find yourself in the Super Bowl and then everyone wants theirs. This guy wants more money and
so it's business.
And you're comparing your contract to his contract and this player to that and this guy on the line gets this. And you know what? Good for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles for not doing that, because your Bengals didn't really either. And I applaud, because there are so many teams that fall guilt and then it's impossible to repeat because or go back because you can't pay everyone $4 more than the guy next
to them. But you know what those organizations have done for their quarterback, the two that you just mentioned there, and Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow, their front offices have committed to putting pieces around them to thrive.
Right.
Has Lamar Jackson had that similar luxury of those two quarterbacks?
He wasn't in the Super Bowl. He was not in the Super Bowl. He wasn't even close.
Why,
so
Why wasn't he?
Because he was injured and no one around him. And his
part of it. Part
and
of
his
it.
Biggest target was Mark Andrews.
He's an MVP.
Sure, but
he hasn't had anyone but Mark Andrews around him.
And you're right. And I agree
all right,
with
let's,
that.
Let's just have a little bit of respect for who this guy is when healthy. He's a top 3 to 5 quarterback in the NFL when healthy.
Don't do that. You know I like Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
a lot.
But I'm just saying, he ain't never been there before. I mean, there's a reason why he
is. I do not talk like that. So that
I mean, but I'm just
wholly
saying.
Wholly inaccurate.
My point is, do right by your quarterback every step of the way so when you get to the negotiating table, it's all good vibes.
Hilarious.
When I know I'm about to go on a golf trip, or I know I'm about to do something like that, Shay, you know what I do? Oh, yeah, I'll wake up with the kids in the morning. Oh, yeah, I'll take them to soccer. Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you need because I know I need a little bit of runway when the negotiating time comes to say, hey, the fellas are golfing in Carolina, that I can feel good that both sides at the negotiating table are going to be willing to negotiate and keep it above board.
My husband just showed his cards. Okay. We do have a health update on Giannis. We'll get to that next. And you want to hear what Jay Will, one of our dear friends, and we're just friends with everyone, Mike T, Jay Will, but we really truly are good friends with Jay Will. Wait till you hear what he had to say about what Kevin Durant needs to do. Stick around. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Shay Cornett, Jordan Cornett filling in for the guys this afternoon. We're going to talk to Canty in just a little bit. But in the meantime, I promised we'd hear from Jay Will, and I still promise, just I don't promise right now. We'll get into Jay Will and what he had to say about Kevin Durant in just a little bit. But
sound like the Love is Blind reunion. Yeah. I mean, just stalling on people over here.
Exactly. I'm delaying. But I promise not for as long as Netflix did to us last night. Instead, we're going to stay with the Lamar Jackson story here because it pissed a few people off. Can I say that on the radio?
Not really, but you did.
I did. Because people are feeling some kind of way. When someone else gets paid and someone should be getting paid, it makes people feel something. Like Jonathan in Miami, he's got something to say. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Alive and well. Can't complain. Listen, I just want to get straight to the point. Half of this is Lamar's fault, and half of this is the Ravens' fault.
Okay.
And we all know this, okay? But Lamar is putting this on himself, on not having the proper representation. But the man needs his bag. Come on, we're talking about an MVP here, MVP caliber player. All he has to do is just have the right pieces around him. But I don't know who's stalling, what's going on in the office, but it's just not looking good. But I'm happy for Jalen Hurts, though, and I'm happy for Joe Burrow, you know what I'm saying? But it's just not looking good for Lamar right now. He's looking on the road to getting banned from the NFL.
What?
See, Jonathan,
I was riding with
I was
you
with
until
him too.
That.
I was with him too. I don't think it's going to go that far. But look, Jonathan touched on kind of all the key points there, all the touch points, if you will. Yeah, we know the talent that Lamar is when he's healthy. That's a big part of the conversation here and the guarantees that he's looking to pursue in this contract. He understands the leverage. He understands the talent he is. But the Ravens also are a business of their own, and they have to look out and protect themselves. This is a guy that has not been able to stay on the field. This was a contract that upset everyone in the league when Deshaun Watson got in Cleveland because it just wasn't attainable for other franchises to go out there and do that. They did not want the market to be set there. So for Lamar Jackson to be enamored with that, there's going to be some distance between the two sides. But again, with a contract like Jalen Hurts's, which I don't want to call it team-friendly. It's not team-friendly.
No.
It was a historic deal.
Right.
He's the highest paid in NFL history. But the guarantee was at a number that was comfortable for a franchise to say, let's execute this now. $179 million is not nearly what Deshaun commanded, with
guaranteed.
All of it being guaranteed there. So I have to believe that this is a guy, Lamar Jackson, who's got a great relationship with OBJ. No matter how anybody wants to sell it, OBJ comes out and goes, oh, I was going to come regardless of him. I don't buy it. I think OBJ went there to team up with his buddy, Lamar Jackson.
I agree.
I think Lamar's seeing the numbers start to be tallied. He's starting to see the houses on the street being sold, to take the metaphor from Jason Fitz, and he's looking at his house and saying, maybe we priced it a little too high. I'm not going to come down to those other houses, but I will come down and we'll try and get this thing done. That's where I ultimately believe this thing happened, Shay.
I agree with you, but the more time passes, the more annoyed I get with the Ravens franchise, and the more annoyed I get with the situation with Lamar Jackson.
But you know the Ravens want to fix it. I mean, they went out.
Yeah, they would have fixed it a year ago.
Shay, they went out and overpaid OBJ. Everybody was surprised about, what was it, $18 million that OBJ received?
Couldn't agree more. Completely overpaid.
Clearly,
for
there's a desperation
receiver
to get it done without conceding to, all right, we'll guarantee him north of $200 million guaranteed. Clearly, there's ways where they're trying to say, we can't give you that, Lamar, but we can do these things. We can spread ourselves thin to show you that we're trying to appease you as best we can because we value you.
Is that helping when you're paying everyone else?
He asked for him. He asked for him, Shay.
No, I know, but you're giving him money that makes us all scratch our heads, but then you can't give me the money that I want. And every passing day, week, it feels like it's just looming larger and larger over everyone's head. Again, this is a conversation we've been having for over a year. This is the conversation we were having since before the Deshaun Watson deal got done. And that's why I blame this Ravens franchise, because they're the ones that have shot themselves in the foot. We wouldn't even talking about this anymore had they gotten this done before the Deshaun Watson situation happened. And for Lamar, I do feel like he's just hanging on to that. But the further and further we get away from that, the further and further the rest of us are looking at Lamar like, well, he's got a point. I don't think we're doing that anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think what it ultimately comes down to is I hear everybody go, he needs proper representation. And I understand the value that proper representation can bring. But I've also watched the king, LeBron James, with his circle of guys, say, I have faith in these guys to make my stuff work. And with that, he cultivated a Rich Paul. He cultivated a Maverick Carter. And so I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson's building something like that. I'm just saying you don't always have to go the traditional route to achieve what you want to achieve.
Yep, I agree with you. Coming up, we'll go to the NBA. Stick around. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.